Welcome back to the second half of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in part two today, I will be talking with real estate broker Terry Goodsell. She's a real estate broker with RE/MAX DeBord, and she's been advertising with us for years now. So she's going to tell us all about what's happening in the real estate market right now, and that is interesting to all of us. I'll also have some health news in this segment, and we're going to have some more music. Let's start this segment with Nick Jonas, and the song is called I Need You.
I need you, 'cause I think you're proof of heaven. Like angels are around your every move. I need you to a past upon accounting, till forever is a boundary we blow through. I need you. I need you till the decades turn to centuries. Yeah, they're gonna tell the story, me and you. I need you. You make me wish I was immortal, so I could spend a million more lives with you. Source of my protection when I fly too close to the sun. And when I'm lost, I see God in your reflection. And I never had to question that you're the only one. I need you. If you ever need reminding, in the laughter and the cry, I'll come through. Oh, I need you, 'cause I know you're proof of heaven, and there's angels all around your every move. I need you till we're past the point of counting, until forever is about.
CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. Today, we're talking about something that affects all of us, where we live and how we make one of the biggest decisions of our lives, buying or selling a home. Joining me in the studio is Terry Goodsell, a real estate broker with RE/MAX DeBord. Terry has been helping people navigate the housing market with knowledge, honesty, and a real understanding of what local buyers and sellers are facing. We're going to talk about what's happening in the market right now, what people should know if they're thinking of buying or selling, and how to make the process a little less stressful and a lot more successful. CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today I have Terry Goodsell in the booth with me, and Terry is a real estate broker for RE/MAX DeBord. Welcome, Terry.
Hi, Maureen. It's nice to be here.
Now, for listeners who may not know yet, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into real estate?
Absolutely. So prior to becoming a residential real estate broker in 2017, I worked for over 20 years in operations at different levels in management, including operations manager for a travel insurance company. I've always been interested in real estate, even at a young age. However, being the mother of four children, I needed to choose my timing for a career change very carefully. As my children grew, I took the opportunity to make the change to becoming a broker, and I'm extremely happy with my decision.
Okay, that's great. How would you describe the current real estate market in our region right now?
The market in Sherbrooke and the surrounding areas is still a seller's market, for sure. The number of active listings was lower this January than last year at the same time. However, the number of sales are still higher.
What trends are you seeing with buyers and sellers this year?
For the past few years, I have seen sellers who wish to sell in order to downsize or whatever their project is. However, due to a lack of properties on the market, lack of inventory, they cannot make the move to sell their property until they find something appropriate to buy. So we have quite a few that are in a wait and see kind of mode. I'm also seeing a lot of buyers receiving help to buy their first property from parents or grandparents, as the recent market has been really tough for them with their limited budgets.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Are homes moving faster or slower than a year ago?
In January, single family homes were selling more quickly than in January of 2025. However, I have noticed that properties that are priced substantially higher than the average property values in the area tend to stay on the market longer and often are decreasing their asking price as needed to attract buyers.
Okay. Now, what advice would you give to someone thinking about buying their first home in today's market?
There are many things that first-time buyers can do to prepare for the purchase of their first property. It's important to ensure that you have stable employment, at least 5% down payment put aside, understand their capacity to purchase and their debt ratios, and make sure that they're ready for when the right property comes up. Setting up a meeting with their mortgage representative is an important step, as they will determine their capacity, right, to be able to buy as well, to provide helpful tips for those at the beginning of the process that will help them understand what they need to do to be ready to buy. Once they know how much they're pre-approved for, we can focus our search on properties that are within that range. Of course, choosing the right real estate broker to represent their interests is also extremely important at the beginning of the process, because we provide a lot of helpful advice to our buyers throughout the entire process.
Mm-hmm. What are some common mistakes first-time buyers should try to avoid?
Buying your first home is really an exciting time, of course. I adore working with first-time buyers. I'm really able to help them through the entire process from beginning to end and ensure they avoid any pitfalls. It's important to remove the emotional element when you're buying a home. It's a huge investment, which is really where I can add a lot of value. I provide an unbiased opinion of the property, as I look at it differently than the buyers do. My role is to point out any red flags and inform them of their rights to have the property inspected, as well as various other conditions that can be put into an offer to protect my buyer's investment. It's important for buyers to know that they have the right to their own representation for their purchase, which is ultimately covered by the contract the seller has with their broker if the property is listed in Centris. Therefore, no additional cost out of the buyer's pocket.
Okay. Now, buyers preparing financially before starting their search, you mentioned 5%. They should have 5%.
Yes. The minimum that a buyer must have, first-time buyer must have, is 5% down, and they will go through the Canadian Housing and Mortgage Corporation for the insurance at that point if they have the minimum 5% down.
Okay. What should people know about mortgage pre-approval before they begin house hunting?
I think it's important to know that it shows your capacity. Banks, depending on the bank, they each handle it differently. Sometimes they do the credit check or things like that. Sometimes they do just the debt ratios to see what their capacity is, and then they have to do the full process after. So sometimes there can be surprises. Most of the time there's not, but they have to keep in mind as well that they also that property that you're trying to purchase and that it's in. So approval is really about the buyers and the property, and not just the buyer's capacity.
Okay, it kind of protects the buyers, I guess.
It definitely does.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, for sellers, if someone is thinking of selling, what are the most important things they can do to prepare their house?
So once you make the decision that you want to sell your property, it's important to begin decluttering the property in order to prepare for professional photos and the creation of the listing itself. Generally, in the current market, sellers do not need to do a lot of updates to the property, as buyers tend to like to do the renovations to their taste. Of course, the price needs to be in consequence of the work that needs to be done. However, if there's any issues, major issues with the property, water infiltration, things like that, leaks, those need to be taken care of. They should be addressed by the seller prior to putting the property on the market. The seller can even have a pre-sale inspection done if they'd like to. However, most sellers still allow the buyer to take care of that portion.
Okay. Now, how much does staging and presentation really matter?
Honestly, it really depends on the property. where it's located, how much work there is to do. If it's a property that's very well renovated, and you really want to make sure that everybody sees the renovations and the quality of the work and things, then it's very important to have it staged appropriately. If it's a property that's more of a fixer-upper and, you know, needs work and that sort of thing, then sometimes it's actually advantageous for the buyers to see it as a blank slate and see the potential in it instead of seeing other people's furniture. So honestly, it really truly depends on the situation, the property. I find that, of course, if you're looking at properties that are in a higher price range, it adds even more value and it allows the seller in most cases to get the best price and conditions.
Okay, I can understand that. What pricing mistakes do you see sellers making most often?
Since it has been a seller's market for quite a few years now, I find there's kind of a tendency at times for sellers to want to list their property at a higher price than the opinion of market value that was provided by the broker. In these cases, I work with my sellers to ensure that we react to the market in a timely manner based on the interest in the property that is being generated by the current price. Keeping open communication and being transparent are keys to managing this. That's the market. However, if we're in the middle of weeks, then that's a good indication that the price is too high and likely needs to be adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain neighborhoods or types of properties that are especially popular right now?
As always, Lenoxville and the Old North sector of Sherbrooke are two very sought after areas, which the prices in those sectors do reflect, right? They are higher than in other sectors. I'm also seeing many first-time buyers buying properties in the other sectors on the periphery of Sherbrooke. So for example, Quaticook, Compton, Windsor, areas like that are close to Sherbrooke, but a little bit out of town, where they can get maybe a little bit more for their money.
Hmm. Okay, what makes our area attractive to buyers compared to other regions?
Our average prices here in the Sherbrooke area are still very interesting for those coming from major centers such as Montreal and other areas that are more pricey, or other provinces even that are more costly than here in Sherbrooke. So that still does make it very attractive for those from outside of this area. Of course, add to that the beauty and quality of life we benefit from in the eastern townships, and that's also a big contributing factor.
Okay. What has been the biggest challenge in the market lately?
Definitely the lack of inventory, the number of properties that we have. There's not a lot of them, so trying to find the right property at the right price that doesn't have any major issues to address is definitely a balancing act, and it takes patience.
Are there still good opportunities for people who feel priced out?
If a buyer's able to do their own renovations and maintenance themselves, this can allow them to take advantage of some opportunities that others cannot, right? If you need to hire a contractor, electrician, all sorts of, you know, professionals to come in and do the work, then it tends to be a lot more costly. And since COVID, costs of construction and renovation have gone up significantly as well, along with the house prices in our area and all the other areas. So it certainly is important that you have those skills if you want to try to benefit from some sort of a deal in this market, which is not easy to do.
Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy most about being a real estate broker?
Well, I absolutely love meeting new people and being involved in their projects. It's a very satisfying thing for me to be able to help my customers find the right spot for the next chapter of their lives or sell the property they've lived in for 50 years. It can be very emotional for sellers, especially. I feel that it's important to acknowledge this and really help them navigate the emotions at every step. I have many customers who I consider like family. It is truly amazing the bond that you form.
Okay. What sets you apart as a broker at RE/MAX DeVord?
So I don't generally compare myself to others, as I believe that we all have various talents that we bring to the table in everything that we do. I do believe, though, that my background in management has provided me with many tools to navigate all possible scenarios that can come up in a transaction. I literally see myself as a matchmaker between the right buyer and the right property. And it's very, very important for me to understand my client's needs and build trust. This is my main focus when I'm working with any kind of clients, not my personal statistics or how many sales that I'm going to make that year. I also provide fully bilingual service, which is rare in our area.
Okay, it would be, I guess. Okay, where can people go if they want to find out some more information or get in touch with you, Terry?
They can visit the RE/MAX DeVord Inc. website, my website, or my Facebook page.
Okay, and your page is just Terry Goodsell. Look up Terry Goodsell.
That's right. Terry Goodsell, residential real estate broker with Remax D'abord.
Okay, and that's Terry, T-E-R-R-I.
That's right. T-E-R-R-I. That's right. And Goodsell, just like it sounds. G-O-O-D-S-E-L-L.
Good. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Terry?
I just want to mention again that I think it's very important, especially for buyers, to know that they have the right to their own representation. In my conversations with a lot of buyers over the years, I feel like it's not necessarily clear to everybody. A lot of people sometimes feel that they just go to the listing broker on each property that they see that interests them. While that can be good as well, it's always ideal, as much as possible, to have representation on both sides of the transaction. It makes for a really, worry-free transaction on both sides. So each party has their own representation in that case. Since, as we know, the listing broker cannot represent both parties at the same time. So if a buyer wishes to go through the listing broker, the best they can receive is fair and equitable treatment in the transaction, since the seller's broker represents them.
Okay, that is interesting. Mm-hmm. Good information, too. Okay, well, we've been talking with Terry Goodsell. She's a real estate broker for RE/MAX. So thanks very much, Terry.
Thanks, Maureen.
Exalted.
Seablue, and the song is called Daydream. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Now, as we move into the third week of February, there are a few timely health topics worth keeping an eye on, especially as winter starts to loosen its grip. First, February is still Heart Health Month, and that's a good reminder that small daily habits really matter. According to the Health and Stroke Foundation of Canada, regular movement, even short walks, can significantly reduce the risk of heart disease. This time of year, many people are less active because of snow and cold, but even 10 minutes of indoor movement a few times a day can help lower blood pressure, improve mood, and boost circulation. Next, we're right in the middle of cold and flu season. The Public Health Agency of Canada reports that respiratory viruses usually peak between January and February. Good hand washing, getting enough sleep, and staying home when sick are still some of the best protections, especially for seniors and people with chronic conditions. This is also a good time to make sure you're staying hydrated, even if you don't feel thirsty in winter. Dry indoor air plus heating can quietly dehydrate you. Another seasonal issue this time of year is low vitamin D and winter fatigue. Short days and limited sunlight can affect energy levels and mood. If you've been feeling sluggish or down, simple steps like opening curtains during daylight hours, getting outside when the sun is out, and keeping a consistent sleep schedule can help. Some people benefit from vitamin D supplements, but it's always best to check with your healthcare provider first. Finally, as we head toward March, this is a great time for a gentle reset. Not a big one, but small changes like adding more vegetables to meals, stretching in the morning, or setting a regular bedtime. These little habits add up over time and can make the transition into spring much easier on your body. And that's your health update for today here on the Townships at 12. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And I want to thank my guest today in the first half hour, Andra, for talking to us about the DEFI OS Entreprendre competition. And in the second half hour, Terry Goodsell from Remax Debord. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like to have an interview on CJMQ, or you have an event coming up, or you're a musician here in the townships, please just email me, cjmqnews@gmail.com. It's free and I will get back to you. We will close today's show with Canadian band The Arkells, and the song is Next Summer. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Lying down in the park, hung over a bit. Am I lying to myself again? If we could get back to September, swear the weather and the time to begin. No, I didn't want to leave, but you had to go to the life you said that you would leave.